Welcome to another edition of Coffee with Coaches. I'm Scott Ellis, and I'm joined by men's basketball head coach Joe Jones. Coach, I first have to ask, are you a coffee drinker?
I am not a coffee drinker. I try not to overdo it. During the season is really when I have to have my caffeine fix, especially on the road.
Right. And I'd like to know, obviously, you always say, and all coaches say, their team is a family. But for you, you have your own family with two kids and a spouse. Can you just talk about the dynamics of having two different families during this pandemic?
Yeah, so it's been a lot of fun in some regards for me because, you know, our schedule as coaches, and you're on the road with us a lot, Scott, during the season, but our schedule as coaches, we're away from home a ton. My kids have really grown accustomed to me not being around, as they will tell me that. And so this has been kind of awesome for me to, you know, spend more time with my daughter and my son, you know, have more frequent talks than we would have had in the past, and really just enjoy this time. You know, my daughter's going to be going off to school. She got one more year of high school, then she'll be going off to school. That'll really change the dynamic in my household. She's the loudest in the house right now, so that's going to change the dynamic. So, you know, in that respect, it's been great to spend more time with my wife. We were out in the front lawn gardening yesterday, planting flowers. I would have never done that in the past. So, you know, we've been going on walks with the dog, me and her. And so those things have been really cool. You know, me and my son, our bond has been the same because he loves basketball. So we tend to go outside and spend some more time playing. But it's been good just to kind of be dad and hang out with them and listen to what they talk about at this age. And it kind of just reminds me of when I was, you know, 13, 14, 16 years old. Pretty cool.
Well, speaking of your son and loving basketball, have y'all been watching The Last Dance together?
Yeah, somewhat. You know, my daughter's actually more interested than he is. You know, he's a Kobe guy, LeBron guy. He's a guy of this era. You know, I think he'll just watch it on his own free time. But he's watched some episodes with us, but it's usually me, my wife, and my daughter watching.
What is your daughter thought? Have you had talks with her before about Michael Jordan or something?
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. I mean, you know, since they were young, you know, my son always had already asked me, my daughter too, you know, who I thought were the best players ever. And obviously he's the guy. I was a big Magic Johnson fan growing up, but Jordan was just someone that was just on a whole nother level. You know, I was just one of those people that just admired all the things everybody else admired about him. His ability to make big time plays and big moments and, you know, his athleticism and toughness and grit and skill were kind of unmatched at that time. And, you know, he seemed to never lose a big game after he got over the hump. He just never lost a big game and made big plays in big moments.
Right. And certainly the past few months, there's been a lot of focus on the unfortunate, very sad passing of Kobe Bryant. But with the focus on both Kobe and Michael Jordan, I'm wondering, as a coach, do you appreciate the fact there's been so much focus on these two men who just want to win and will do anything possible to be winners?
Yeah, I think growing up, you know, we were fortunate in the 80s to have Magic and Larry Bird kind of be the guys because they were team guys and they played the game you know, in such a different way. They were guys that could score, but they made their other teammates better and they elevated their teammates. And I thought Jordan did it in a different way because he was such a prolific scorer. He did it in other ways by challenging his teammates to step up. But yeah, I think it's been awesome to kind of watch Kobe, all the things that have been talked about with him. I had no idea him and Michael Jordan were such close friends. I never knew that. I knew Kobe had, you know, really stolen a lot of things that Mike had done previously. He kind of patented his game after Michael Jordan, and how couldn't you after watching what he was able to do? I knew that, but I had no idea they had such a close relationship. But yeah, I think it's been great for the game of basketball, for us to be celebrating these two men and what they've meant to the game.
And speaking of celebrating, obviously coming off a conference championship and just talking about that team aspect with Michael Jordan, I mean, how I know you've been talking to media and to fans about how great the chemistry was this past year. I mean, how do you keep that chemistry going, not only for next season, but just future years?
Yeah, well, you know, we were fortunate, obviously, to have some great leadership from my staff to start. I take myself out of this equation. I put, you know, Kurt Wilson, Mike Quinn, and Walt Corbin, Al Ball, you know, in the mix in terms of, you know, what those guys, and Dan Ryan, you know, what was just a tremendous staff to start with. We worked really hard in the off season in terms of our staff dynamics, really trying to improve our work relationship. We were always really good friends, but we really tried to improve the work relationship and kind of get everybody on the same page. So we put a lot of time into it. You know, we have to continue to do that. And then we put a lot of time into the off season with the players last year, and then obviously the trip to Spain. So, you know, we have our hands full a little bit with that because we lost Max, and Max was such a great leader. Adam McCullough was a great leader, kind of an unsung guy that people don't know outside the program until they started writing. They wrote that article about him, but he had a huge hand in helping a lot of guys. If you talk to the guys on the team, they'll tell you he impacted tremendously. So we lost two really selfless leaders that really understood what we were trying to do and did it every day. And so that's going to be a challenge. But I do think we're up for it. I do feel like our senior class of Andrew Petcash, Javonte McCoy, and Supathon can really help keep us in the right lane, so to speak, and keep us on the right track. I do think we have some really good juniors that can help with that, with Walter White and Jonas Harper, Garrett Pascal, Jack Hemphill. I think we have enough guys that really understand what it takes, and now can they go do it when times are tough. I think that was the great thing about Max and Adam. You know, they led the same way no matter if it was a tough game or if it was a big win. I thought they were very consistent with what they were doing. So, you know, we're working this offseason on just that alone, really talking about how we can improve our culture, talking about how we can improve things. We gave our guy a questionnaire and asked them for input on what did we do well, things we could do a better job of. And then we just kind of outlined our summer in accordance to the things that they thought and accordance to things that the staff thought that we could improve on to do just that, because this is more about culture than talent. If we're going to continue to have the level of success that we had this year, that's got to continue.
And certainly talking about the chemistry and guys buying in and doing what it takes. If there was one thing just in terms of on the court, what was the difference this year compared to past years?
Yeah, I just thought their selflessness, it was more the defensive end than it was the offensive end, Scott. I just really thought they really wanted to go out as a collective group and beat people. And they were putting the team before themselves on both sides of the ball. Guys were willing to put their bodies out there for each other and sacrifice for each other, whatever it took to win. I thought that was the thing. You know, people had come, a lot of people had come up to me during the year and say two things. One, your guys really know their roles, and guys kind of played within themselves, didn't try to do too much, just tried to make sure we were playing the right way and guys were out there doing what they do well. We kept talking about that. And I think the other thing was that guys really, we showed a lot of resilience, obviously coming back with so many of those games. They all seemed to be at home late in the year. We were down double digits and fought our way back. But our level of resiliency, you know, relentlessness, I thought was on display. So I would say those were two, I gave you two things probably, the willingness to play together and then not, you know, to kind of go out as a collective unit and try to win.
Well, and going back to Last Dance, it's been kind of interesting seeing the Bulls winning that first title, the second and the third, and then so forth. So as a coach, what do you think is probably more challenging, winning that first title or trying to defend it?
There's no way. It's a different challenge the second time. The first time, and I think they're both very hard. I think they're equally difficult, but I think there's a different challenge going in the first one. And now you kind of know you can do it. But now you have to get better. I think that's the thing now is like, all right, we know what we're capable of. We lost a big piece in Max, but I think we're pretty confident that we'd have a chance again to be there. I think our guys feel that way. And so this is going to be a different team and a different challenge. And so can we elevate ourselves, and not remain the same? You know, this is going to be a different team. Every year it's different. This is a different team than last year. And we're going to have to do some things differently. You know, the staple will be there in terms of who we are and what we're about. But I think we're going to have to do some things differently and be better. Because I think the league is going to get better and the challenge will get better because we will be the defending champs. And I think teams will be, prepared to not that they weren't before. But I think when you're the defending champs, there's going to be some extra juice in the gym every night. And we have to be ready for that challenge.
Right. And finally, I'd like to know, I know you and Marissa, women's basketball coach, have had a really good relationship the last couple of years. And I know the women's team came to the tournament games, and after y'all won the title, y'all were going to go and support them in their semifinal game, but obviously everything completely changed. Sure. Can you talk about those days talking with the team? I know you have a great relationship with the ladies, and the players themselves have a great relationship. Can you talk about the bond between the two teams and how much hurt you feel for them that they weren't able to have that same opportunity you did?
That's a great point. Marissa is like a sister to me. I absolutely adore her. I think she's a tremendous coach and better yet, a terrific person, a great ambassador for our athletic program and our university. What a great get for us to have her be someone that's a devil terrier. I think she just brings so much to our staff. I love her. She likes to make fun of me, but that's okay. Like a little sister, but she's terrific, phenomenal coach. I always wanted to support all the athletic programs here. We've always had a good relationship with the women's team, but, I think it's a little different now. I think our teams, the kids really have bonded. They really appreciate each other. I don't have to even remind our guys that there's a women's game. I don't even say anything anymore. They just go, they just show up and they're there. The women's team backs us up. And I'll be honest with you. When we won it, there was talk right after the game. I think you were there, the press wanted to talk about there's a chance you guys might not play in a tournament. And I said to them flat out, I'm not dealing with that till tomorrow. I'm going to enjoy every second of this. And, on that bus ride home, we just try to enjoy that. But then the next day when we basically found out we weren't playing, I'm telling you right now, we were upset we weren't playing, but I think we were more upset that the women didn't even get a chance to compete for the championship. And we talked about that in our team meeting. We actually said that in the team meeting that we were very fortunate because I think our women were on their way to win this thing. I think they were playing the best basketball of anybody in the Patriot League at that time. And how great it would have been for us to have two champions. We felt terrible for them. And then obviously we felt awful for what was going on in the world and especially our country and how COVID was impacting so many people.
And I'll ask one final question. I know a lot of fans and even staff members have appreciated a lot of your social media posts about the skills you're learning at home, whether baking cupcakes or making Mother's Day cards.
So let me tell you something. I might have been more excited about that than going into the Colgate game. I got downstairs. My daughter helped me prep and get all the paper and the different things I was trying to do. I went online. I found a procedure, I would say, that I thought I could mimic. And I went to work and, you know, my art skills were never very good. But thank God, thank goodness my wife loves me. So it didn't matter how awful it looked.
Well, I have to ask, is there any other skill sets we might see you working on?
I don't know. All right. So I'll tell you the three things that I've done that I would have never done. I made a card. I actually made my second card because I made my daughter's card first, but I actually just wrote in that one. That was okay because it was a store bought card, but I wrote two pages in that. I would have never even done that I would have just went with a regular birthday card. And then I made cupcakes that I went online and said I made cupcakes. I did the Mother's Day card, but then yesterday I planted flowers. So that was the first thing that was the next thing I did. I planted flowers with the missus and had a great time doing it. It was wonderful. And so I've been doing a lot of more domestic work, but I'm used to doing that from growing up. My dad made us do a ton of chores. So I've been very domestic, cleaning, doing dishes, washing clothes, cleaning the bathroom. You know, I think I get in my wife's way sometimes, but that's been keeping me busy too.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, Coach.
All right, Scott. Thank you so much. You stay healthy.